the injuries, the passings of people, man, and we stayed together. And now I get to ride off in the sunset with my second ring, with my second ring. You know, honestly, man, when God is for you, who can be against you? No matter, no weapon formed against us. Listen, man, listen, I'm a Joe Flacco fan. I've been a Joe Flacco fan. But for him to come in and do what he done today and make some of the throws that he made, you know, that's what we've always seen. And we've always said this, that when you win a championship, one man won't win a ring. It'll be a complete team. And today we won it as a complete team. Oh, man. Jacoby, yes, Raymond.
We made it.
We made it. I love you, baby. I can't take this from us. Don't worry. We're meeting tomorrow about that. Well, look, man, Jacoby is, I think, honestly, special teams-wise and team-wise, he's been one of the biggest difference that we can change field position. And for him to come out and do what he done tonight, I'll let him tell the story, but... You know, I was just told to go put my hands on his chest. And I rubbed my hands down his chest, man. And when I saw him break through there, you got to be a real fast person to catch Jacoby Jones. But he's a special man. He's a special man. Ah, he'll tell you. I'll let him tell you the story. I don't want to take his glory. That's his glory. I just did what I was supposed to do. I just put my hands on him. And to see him break that wide open the way he broke it open to start that third quarter, I mean, there's no better way to do it as a team. No. I mean, honestly, I think the most exciting thing ever was the conversations that we was having on the goal line. You know, nobody ever panicked. You know, everybody looked at each other and said, look, you got this, it was no panic. And when you have that, when your back's against the wall, and we said they got three more plays to get in this goal line. And if we all do our jobs, they won't get in. And for us to stand up like that, it's just a testament of what we've been through and how much trust that we had all year with each other. I'm telling you, man, to me, that was probably one of the most amazing goal line stances I've ever been a part of in my career. And what a better way to do it than on the Super Bowl stage. Say it again. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, when God is for you, nobody can be against you. No matter what you go through in life, if you keep your faith in him, everything will plan out the way it's supposed to be. I done had dreams, man, dreams after dreams, couldn't sleep. And every time I saw this moment, and you know, I just tried to let my teammates know what this moment would feel like. And last night when I had the conversation with them, you know, I just came directly from my heart to tell them what this feeling will feel like. And what God has showed me, and for us to finish it the way we did. You know, the sermon this morning was, our pastor gave was, finish the race. Finish the race. And man, as a team, we finished the race. Yeah.
How do you finish the race? What's next?
Everything. The world, life now. I get to see a different side of life now, you know? My family and my sons and my kids, they've really sacrificed for me. And now I get the opportunity to sacrifice for them now. You know, and to see their faces and to hear their comments and to know what's on their hearts, everything is for me now, you know? The only thing that ends for me is football. You know, life really begins for Ray Lewis now.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, I just went out there and just, you know, just really tried to keep everybody focused, you know, and keep everybody as loose as I could. And I just started catching passes, you know, just to keep my mind off the lights and whatever. You know, I think that's the first time that's probably ever happened in a Super Bowl, you know, and for something that strange to happen, you just had to keep your focus, you know, because we was on a roll. We was on a roll just then. And to stop that momentum the way it did, you know, you saw the way things started to shift. But we finished it. We finished it, man. And again, it just shows what our team is built for, you know? No matter what we've been faced with, coach called us up during that break and he said, no matter whatever goes on here, it doesn't matter. know what I'm saying? We're here to finish this race, and we finished it. My best play, when that confetti, when the clock hit triple zeros, there's no best play. There's no best play. That's one thing about me. You've never heard me talk about my play, because my play is what I can do for my defense and what I can do for my team. And what we did as a team today, it's the ultimate. It's the ultimate. So individually, man, no disrespect, but you'll never hear me speak about myself when it comes to this type of win.